Well, every week here on News Radio KMAN, we get an update from a different state lawmaker here in our area. It's our weekly legislative update on KMAN. And today we're talking with 67th District State Representative Mike Dodson of Manhattan. Good morning, sir.
Morning. Good to be with you, as always.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you once again. And I know it's been a busy time up in Topeka lately. Lots of stuff going on, including this Apex bill we've been hearing a lot about, a company being persuaded to come to Kansas. I know there's a competition going on between us and another state. What's the latest you can tell us on that?
Yeah, the my general view is that we've needed a economic development strategy in Kansas for a long time. As people will remember, particularly during the Brownback era, we didn't have much investment in the state, and budgets were cut in the Commerce Department. And so the strategy was really needed. And we got a deputy commerce secretary who came from Arizona. And one of his first orders of business was to look at a plan and then to look at our neighbors to see what they might be doing so that we might be more successful. Now, unfortunately, the same time we were trying to consider this plan in the legislature, an opportunity came along, the one you just mentioned. And so negotiations were happening at the same time. Now, everyone with a suspicious mind thought that somehow the legislature was trying to hide something from somebody. And, you know, this is just an unfortunate set of circumstances where they're happening at the same time. So the legislature actually did what I thought was reasonable, and that is, if you're a private company or a public company, either one, trying to negotiate with someone, you need to have non-disclosure to work out all the details and and not have it in the press and get everybody all fired up and those kind of things, and in some cases releasing secrets of technology and things like this. So that's kind of going on in the background, and there's very few people who are properly witting to what company it is and kind of the more detailed negotiations that are going on. So we put in place a more traditional model, which is to, like a board of directors, the legislature, actually it's the finance council, which includes the governor and the leaders of the House and the Senate, to help the Secretary of Commerce set some guidelines for how he could negotiate. I think it's unfair to the Secretary of Commerce to have him be the only one responsible. So I think this is a more traditional model, and kind of allows some negotiation guidelines having to do with taxes and training that we can offset and some of those things. This is 4,000 jobs, and you know, the pay evidently is pretty good. And so these are the kinds of things I think going forward we need to look at. We also need to be aware enough to know how the money comes in and goes out so that when the second opportunity comes in, we know that we have enough cash in the bank to negotiate properly. So that's kind of the overview of Apex.
Well, we know that this, we've learned at least that this is not coming to Manhattan. We know at least that much. But in the future, do you think there's a possibility that big deals like this, maybe not on quite the same scale, could come out to this part of our state?
Yeah, I think, you know, the general strategy is to make sure that we provide as much economic health around the state of Kansas as we can. So this would certainly include Manhattan and Salina and Hayes and Garden City and places like this where, you know, what we might consider hubs. These kinds of economic opportunities just help to revitalize the whole state. So that's at least what we're thinking.
Okay. Gotcha. Any idea when a timeline of when something gets announced? Do you have any clue?
Well, I think what they wanted to do is get it all closed up by the end of the month. So I hope it's coming soon so that people can, you know, and it's good for us, too, because then we know kind of when we get to the end trying to figure out what the budget's going to be, we know what the impact of Apex is going to be on this year or next year. So
okay. Well,
that's about as much as we know. And I, as you and I were talking beforehand, you know, we worked yesterday. We had, even though we had the snowfall, we had the governor close the state offices, but we had a lot of work to do on the floor. So we convened, and I think we had 10 absences, mostly those that were around kind of the Kansas City, Kansas area, and maybe a little bit south where they got the majority of the snowfall. And we had people, you know, just trying to fight through to get there by 11 o'clock so we could have the have a proper meeting. But we did pretty well. And I got on the floor yesterday, and we got the Gold Star Memorial passed. That was a bill that a lot of people put together. Perry Wiggins and some folks came up with that. And so I carried that bill, and that was 113-0 on the House and 40-0 on the Senate. So that's a good deal, and we'll be on the South Lawn there of the state capitol. We did some work in the insurance and pensions. You know, one of the things that I talked about some time ago that I thought we had to do for the future of Kansas was to get debt reduction and also to do some long-term investing. Just to remind everybody, right now we have $2 billion in the bank. We've got $1.1 billion that is revenue in excess of what we thought we would have over the fiscal year, which ends on the 30th of June. And then, as you know, the governor has asked for $450 million for food tax and $425 million, which would give $250 back to every filer. So we've got a lot of things here. The CAPERS debt reduction was $1 billion. And so we have to reconcile a lot of these things. And as you know, I'm also interested in LAVTR, and that would return, it's 3.68%. That goes back to the cities and counties to offset property tax. And to me, that's a great way to share a little bit more of what we send up to the state in the way of our taxes. Cities and counties only have two means of tax. One is, there's actually a third, which is fees, but it's not very much. And then it's sales tax and property tax, and of course then you get income tax at the state level. So the LAVTR tries to send, or is supposed to send that back to the cities, and it hasn't been done since about, well, I think it's 1993 was the last time it was done. And that's, the bills already exist, so all we have to do is at the end of our term here, when we're doing the budget, we just have to put it in. So when you listen to all these numbers that are excess and the numbers that people want to take out, we just have to get this figured out, because it's, you know, if you try to work this at the last minute, you'll probably not do it as well as if you consider the big chunks and what they do along the way, and then people will be less anxious to either add big things or not. But again, my strategy is something that is a long-term investment that will play out over years, and not to give little things that, you know, after the second year we can no longer afford. So those are the kinds of things I think we have to really watch for.
I know Riley County is very interested in that LAVTR bill, so we'll be certainly following that here as it goes on. Do you know the bill number on that by chance?
I don't. I probably should, but I don't have the bill number right in front of me. My discussions have been with a lot of the counties that are our size and in population and fewer, because the smaller the city or the county, the more impact this kind of thing has. You know, if we give money back based upon the number of citizens, and you get down at some of the western counties, you know, they have enough money to build a sidewalk, and that's not the way it should be done. So we've got to do a lot better on these kinds of things and not spend so much money at the state level. I also might mention that in the Veterans Committee, which is where this Gold Star came up, we also did some naming after veterans, naming of highways, and some work on some license plates so veterans can get special license plates. There are a lot of bills that I'd just ask everybody, you know, on my newsletter I send out and also on that Facebook post that I use. I've got some steps in there so you can get on the legislative website and look at certain things. And I'd like everyone to really pay attention on K through 12 budget and then higher education. There's some things in there that I really don't like, and I don't think most of the citizens of Riley County will appreciate. I just think there's a run on things that have to do with public education that we really need to decide as citizens the way we want to go forward. I just want to protect public education. Our teachers have worked so darn hard during these past 2 years, as well as our administrators, and we just don't need to add to their frustration. So there's, I think, maybe some good things we can do, but we have to guard against those who, through their own frustration, I think, want to have more control over education than I think is warranted.
All right. You know, we're speaking with 67th District State Representative Mike Dodson, and we're getting short on time here, Representative, but we always appreciate getting these updates from you, and look forward to hearing from you again here down the road.
Yeah, I just remind everybody that on the 24th of February, we do what's called turnaround, and that's when all the Senate bills are considered in the House, and the House bills are considered in the Senate, and then we will adjourn on 1 April for a while, and then come back if a veto session is necessary and wrap up on the 10th of May. So
I'll be here before you know it.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, sure appreciate it, and thanks again, Representative Dodson.
Okay, thanks. Always good to chat with you, and again, for everybody, please get on those legislative websites and take a look at the bills that are being considered. So thanks very much.